Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to talk to Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland shortly. They're coming off their second win of the season, off to a 2-1 start.
Nice road win.
This close to being 3-0 cakes.
Very close. Nice road that win game at against, UVA. Gotta like that.
That game against Michigan State was there. You didn't support the field goal kick attempt.
Why do you have to keep bringing that up? Yeah. Can we leave that in the past?
We're just talking about it amongst ourselves.
I know. But now Coach Locksley's going to be on the line. He's going to hear it again. He's joining us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hold on.
Good morning.
What's up, Coach? Good win. First half, offensively, I was kind of watching you guys. I was watching the Virginia Tech game because my daughter goes to Tech. But I was kind of watching you guys as well. And first half, offensively, just a little rough. And then you force some turnovers in the second half, and you outscore them 20-0. So nice road win. How do you think you felt or you played offensively after that win over Virginia?
You know, I thought the second half was about as clean a half as we've played in, this year. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they bought us a little bit of time where we were able to hold them to 3 points a couple times before the half, which gave us just enough time to kind of get going with the two-minute drive before the half. And obviously, on defense, we came back and gave up that field goal, but I never saw our team flinch. And to me, coming out of the half, that I felt good about that. They didn't flinch. They didn't panic.
And, Coach, you have to love what Billy Edwards Jr. brought for you. Passes for over 260, took care of the ball, throws for two touchdowns, rushes for another, doesn't give the Cavs the ball. So that's huge for him. Big road win for Billy Edwards Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Billy's been playing really clean football for us. And through three games, he's protected the football the way we teach our quarterbacks to. Really, he's done a good job of, as I like to say, mitigating the risk at that position. He's taken what the defense has given them and has made really clean decisions for us and has given us a chance to have opportunities to win.
Ty Felton's having a great year, 27 catches, 447 yards, and four touchdowns. What makes him special at receiver?
I think for Ty, the work ethic piece of it, he's done a lot of the work in the dark this past offseason. I think he's really taken to the mantra of being a pro before he's a pro. He's one of those guys that's always out late after practice doing the extra work. He did a ton of work this summer, invested in his himself. I know he went down and visited Exos in Pensacola where he got a chance to be around some NFL players, and he saw how they prepared and the things they had to do to play and be the best version of themselves, and it's really paid off for Ty.
Coach, talk about the running game a little bit. I know you've used a few different guys this past weekend. You used Nolan Ray, you used obviously Roman, Colby McDonald. I thought Roman would get off to a better start. Now, I'm not saying it's on him because you have talked about your offensive line and the inexperience and the new guys you guys added on the line. But Roman's averaging about 3.5 yards a carry. I just thought he would get off to a better start. Is it something Roman's not doing or is it just the offensive line?
No, man, it's like you said, it's the development of our run game in general. I thought in the second half, we started the size we had and the strength started to wear down Virginia. And I thought that's where you started to see us be able to effectively run the football. I don't think we did a great job early of mixing it up. I thought we maybe threw the ball really early a couple times where, you know what, let's keep the defense off the field. Let's use some clock. Let's try to establish the run. And, you know, I thought that second half, you really saw what the run game is developing into becoming. You know, we held the ball for the last 5 minutes and 9 seconds, and when they knew we had to run the ball or we needed to run the ball, we were effectively finally able to do it. So I expect to see Roman and all three of the backs. You know, Kobe did a good job coming in and popped a few runs for us, and then, you know, Nolan Ray continues to impress us with his playmaking ability. So it's a combination of the O-line, it's a combination of the backs, and just us also as coaches continuing to, you know, if we don't get the 4 or 5 yard gain, not to give up on a run so quickly.
You know, Coach Loxley, it's not often that punters get a lot of love and pub, but Bryce McPherson is doing work. He's been named to the Ray Guy Award, Ray's 8, the only punter in the country recognized every week this season. Got a weapon there.
Yeah, and it makes it a little easier from a decision-making. You know, we've had a few of these third, fourth and twos where in the past, you know, my gut instincts would be to go for it. But because of his ability to change the field position, pin guys inside the 20, inside the 15, he has become a weapon and probably been one of the best portal gets we've gotten since we took Chad Ryland as a kicker a couple years ago.
Coach Loxley, so if you look at a trend, you guys are one of the best in the country at producing turnovers. And last year, you guys were pretty good at it. You mentioned earlier taking care of the football. That means your turnover margin is great. I think you're +9 or maybe it's +10. How do you teach that? I mean, you can teach taking care of the ball. Are sometimes we as fans think fumbles, interceptions can be somewhat fluky.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely something that you work on as a staff for us. We invest quite a bit of time in turnovers and preventing turnovers with, you know, because we understand to win football games, it really starts with not beating yourself first. And our defense has been really opportunistic. They've done a great job of getting the ball off of ball carriers. You know, we study opponents, and we know ball carriers that, you know, the quarterback a week ago, he tends to keep one hand on the ball in the pocket. And so as a defensive staff, when you emphasize those finishing on the ball, we're starting to see the dividends of how we practice and the emphasis we put on it.
All right, so last question before we let you go. You got your last non-conference game this weekend at home against Villanova. You know, you guys are heavy favorites, but I don't think Villanova is a team you kind of want to sleep on. They won their conference championship last year. They won 10 games, so they're good at that level, at the FCS level. What's Villanova have, and what kind of problems do they present?
Yeah, you know, year in and year out, if you look at the FCS level, Villanova has been one of the top programs over the years. Their head coach has been there a long, long time. They know who they are. When you look at them across the board, there's a ton of seniors, graduate players. Their quarterback is the guy that kind of makes them go, man. He's got some Tim Tebow leadership quality.
He's a dual threat kid, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a dual threat. He'll pour it up in there. Not a big guy, but really, really competitive. You see it on tape. They do some good things schematically that will cause problems. I mean, their RPO system and the way the quarterback's able to operate it, he's year six for him, and he's a three-year starter. So, you know, I can tell you that they won't come in big-eyed about playing the Terps here in the Shell Saturday, which is okay by us because it's really very, very rarely about the other team. And, you know, for us, it's about the pride of preparing the right way. It's about the pride of, you know, the work and things we've done in the dark to continue to build momentum as we go into our conference play again next week.
All right, Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, of course. Thank you, Coach. Good talking appreciate to you.
It's Coach Mike Loxley, head football coach at the University of Maryland. They're off to a 2-1 start. Have Villanova next.
Couldn't find the number, at least on ESPN.com.
I think it's around 18, 19.
Okay.
It's probably just under 20.
EB, you know how you started to criticize the Commanders coaching? How would you feel about this clip, which has gone viral?
Mildly, about, I'm poking them.
Okay. How would you feel if your offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, was seen in a clip which has gone viral, like Shane Waldron, where his hands are shaking as he's holding his play calling sheet?
I haven't seen it.
What, so people just, are just accusing just him of being nervous.
Nervous man, nervous.
I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Here you go. You can see it.
He's probably shaking because his offensive line is so bad. He knows Caleb Williams is going to get smoked every night. That's what he's nervous about.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I have a friend who has a nervous tic.
Yeah.
And things, sometimes they shake.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely, when he's putting his poker chips in the pot, his hand shakes.
Oh, it's a tell.
I know who you're talking about. I'm pretty sure I know the person you're talking about.
I think
about.
I know.
Is he aware of that?
Yeah.
His tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody eating Oreos?
Does his name rhyme with Rahm Mealy?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that wouldn't bother me. All I care about is production. All I care about is production. And offensively, I've not been thrilled with our production.
I know one guy who's
defensively, I'm not.
Who's not sad. He doesn't see Shane Waldron calling plays for his offense. His name's Drab T-Shirt because he left Seattle and now he's in Chicago. He's glad that he's not the OC for the Seahawks any longer.
Hmm. Are you backing off your praise of Caleb? Or no? Like, do you still see superstar?
A little concerned, but I think the offensive line is killing him, and I think he'll be fine. I like some of the throws he's had.
He's doing exactly what I thought he would do.
It's a bumpy start.
Some great plays, and then some catastrophic plays.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he's just a very, very up and down.
But we could revisit it every once in a while. I had him number one and Drake May number two.
Ooh, I need to see my board. See how my board turned out. I've forgotten already.
I think one guy had Jaden number one.
He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. We
got to
get
best,
out of here. Thank you. Mitch and Finley next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.